friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.
But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. That was Isaiah 40, verse 31.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday. You know, it's one of my favorite days of the week. It's September 17th, 2024. And that special voice that read that special verse is Samantha Gavin Rosaliano. And she joins me on Testimony Tuesday, and I can't wait to share her with y'all. In fact, in 12 days, she's going to help me and one other friend introduce the evening when we come together as an audience of one to praise and worship the Lord. And she may also be waving some flags and helping and assisting in the worship time. But more to say about her, and the preponderance of this program will be about her faith journey and testimony. But I do want to point out a couple things. As I mentioned, 12 days to our audience of one, and our audience of one is capital O-N-E. It's God. We're going to be meeting to praise and worship him, and we have the program all put together. You're going to be blessed. Doors open at 5:15, and formal program will begin at 6 p.m. It's happening on Sunday night, September 29th. So like I said, 12 days away, I think we're going to more than fill the Virginia Theater. So get there early and anticipate God doing some wonderful things. So I'm excited about that. And I want to point out tomorrow, it's going to be a very unique program because yesterday on Monday, I was at the WBGL studios with Jonathan and Courtney during their morning shift. So basically from about 8 to 10, I was there and I participated in their prayer time, but they had me do a couple different morning shifts and they interviewed me about audience of one and how we see God at work. And that's one of the reasons I also have Samantha with me, because she's passionate about God at work in our local community. She loves to see that God brings us together, one people that follow the Lord Jesus. So she said, however I can help, participate, be involved. She was at our last prayer gathering, and this Thursday we'll be meeting again to pray over the audience of one at the Salvation Army Red Shield Center. Will meet from 7 to 8:30. So if you want more information about that, call the station 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. But tomorrow I'll have some of our conversation as broadcast over WBGL on Monday, and that was with Jonathan and Courtney. But I stayed after and got to meet up with Jeff Scott, their station manager, their general manager, and Ryan Springer and their whole team. I think they had about 14 full-timers where we prayed over the community and for special requests. I just love what God's doing through WBGL and their passion for people and community engagement and their integrity and their professionalism and their heart for the Lord. It was a great experience for me to be there for a couple hours on Monday. So, well, Samantha, I'm excited to share you with our Great News Radio listeners and the WLUJ family of stations, but what would you like the listener or me to know about you?
Yeah, so Mark, I've lived here in the Champaign-Urbana area for 24 years. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Chicago, and I grew up loving Jesus from as early as I can remember. I was raised in a Baptist church while going to a Catholic school, so there was a combination of Mass and Sunday morning service. Mm-hmm. But then when I went away to college, I found myself searching for deeper answers as I was exposed to more of the world. More questions began to surface. Mm-hmm. And throughout that journey, I found myself in a completely different space than I could have ever imagined. And I ended up practicing Islam for about 5 years. And that came to an end in 2005 when a very dear friend invited me to a Sunday morning service. Mm. I accepted the invitation, and at the moment of walking through those doors, I knew that I was back home where I belonged.
Mm.
And since then, life has been quite a journey with Jesus. It's been full, to say the least. Yeah, so day after day, in this new found, and it's still, even after all these years, every day just seems so new with Jesus. I am a co-parent to two beautiful and loving children. They are 16 and 17 years old.
Okay, let's do a little shout out. What are their names? They might be tuned in this morning or they're re-airing tonight.
So I have a senior in high school. Her name is Iman. And I have a junior named Ileana. And they are truly the joy of my life.
Well, what I loved about our show prep and learning a little more about you, I'd heard great things from Brandy Pierce with the Pregnancy Resource Center and others at Vineyard Church says, oh, she's dynamic, she's passionate, she's fired up for the Lord, all the things that I love, and that you initiate. I love the fact the other day when we met up, you had one of our audience of one, actually you had a dozen of them on a clip and it looked like a lanyard, but you're able to hand them out to people and you were giving me examples where like children would run up and what is that? Or, you know, you had something with like a cartoon character or I don't know if it's on your shirt, but you drew people to yourself and you're saying, oh, this is audience of one. It's coming up. You want to go and bring your mom. Anyway, so I love somebody that takes the initiative and you came to our prayer gathering. I hope you'll join us again this Thursday. But what's unique and what I love about something that you saw God do in your life some years ago with where you worked is you saw it as a ministry calling. You weren't just a hairstylist, but you were like the hands and touch of God, the voice of God, the listening ear of God. So for somebody that's tuning in, that's maybe a stylist or they're a school teacher or they work as an auto mechanic or they're a doctor or a physician or an accountant, how can their profession be what you saw in your profession more than just work or an income?
Yeah. I am in an industry where I understand that it is a privilege to be able to touch people. And things kind of shifted for me when I went from being in a salon space where there were 14 other stylists and there's so much going on. My clients and I, yeah, we have our personal space. But when I was blessed to begin my own business and having my own private studio, it was in that the Lord showed me, this is not only what you do for a living, mm-hmm. but this is truly where you are called to. It is something so special about those individual connections. And what most stylists and barbers and other people in similar industries understand is there's a certain level of trust that our clients have in us. They will confide in us. Mm-hmm. They will ask us for our advice and things like that. And what I can say now is there is probably just as many prayer sessions as there are styling sessions. When I look at my books and I see which clients I'm going to interact with that week, I take those moments and I pray for those people before they show up. And the Lord is so faithful. And in those moments, there are times where I will feel that nudge to maybe ask a question. But sometimes it's just as simple as being able to see that someone is not their self. They're weighted down and asking, how can I pray for you? And honestly, I feel like a lot of times people are way more open to this in this private setting than they would be even going up to a ministry line to a stranger and pouring their heart out. So it has truly been a blessing.
Yeah, you've mentioned two things, and I want to emphasize this, listening friend. Please listen up. A friend asked you to church. And 90% of the people that show up to church, it's because a friend or a family member or somebody they know invited them. Oftentimes we think, oh, the life they're living, they're in sin. They would never go to church. I'm not going to ask them. Ask. Step out in faith. Pray it up. And ask. You would be surprised how many people would go to church if you just asked. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, the fact that you ask somebody, would they like to be prayed for? And many people won't refuse to share a prayer request if they know you're sincere, that you care, that you're not judging them, that you're not saying, I'm in a position where I'm closer to God and you need my prayers. You're just trying to intercede on their behalf. So I appreciate you sharing all that and the special way that God is using you as a hairstylist, because I think of that Colossians verse, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart is working for the Lord, not for men. So we can do that in all of our vocations, our hobbies, whatever we do, and as we go, wherever we go, lifting high the name of Jesus. Well, you had a favorite Bible verse. I'm sure you have many because you said you love God's word, but why did you choose Isaiah 40:31? That's what we began the program with.
This verse to me is such a constant reminder that trusting in God gives us the strength and the endurance to rise above any situation or obstacle. It doesn't change the situation, but that's where we get that strength and endurance from. In this verse, I get to choose Jesus. In choosing him, I let him carry me through, or I can choose my own way of trial and error, and I can choose that path which leads to exhaustion. Or as the verse says, in choosing Jesus, being able to run and not grow weary.
In case you just tuned in, I have Samantha Gavin Rosaliano in the studio with me on today, the Testimony Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm just getting to know her and have heard great things about her and appreciate her a lot. In fact, she's going to participate in our upcoming Audience of One, as mentioned on the front end of the program. That's in 12 days. I can't believe it's coming up so soon, but we're excited about it. But one of the things you mentioned earlier, and actually as you prayed for our listener, Samantha, you talked about how people would understand their true identity in the Lord. So talk about that relationship with God that you've learned to grow in and that you would love all of our listeners to recognize that God is relational.
Yeah, so good. In the beginning of my Christian journey, there were times that God seemed so big and scary, and I would love to walk with Jesus, but what about this thing? And what about the baggage? And as far as the Holy Ghost, my goodness, I grew up like, whoa, this is something that you just catch on a Sunday. So as I have grown more in the Lord, that turning point for me was when it went from knowing about the Father, knowing about Jesus, knowing about Holy Spirit, to truly being in a relationship. And it was that intimacy with Jesus factor that changed everything. And knowing that he didn't just see me as just another dot, just walking around the earth, that he truly cares about me and that he sees me. And he wants to be with me in everything that I do.
Yeah, you and I, we were having church as we prayed up this program and asked God to use it to his glory. Yeah. But we talked about the fact that when you think about it, listener, you're on this earth for a reason. And you were created, you weren't just happenstance because of primordial slime through generations and centuries and millennium that you just came together and here you are. You're here because God designed you unique. He fashioned you. He's given you gifts and abilities. He desires to know you. And he desires to work in and through you. You have value. And he maybe even now is tugging on your heart because he wants you to spend all eternity with him. But your identity can be found in him, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He sent his best. He sent his son to die for our sins, to make a way for us to have a relationship with him. And as Samantha has mentioned, it became personal. She recognized God was her father, that he cared for her, that he created her. And so what would you say to the listener or the non-believer that's tuned into this program that's like, wow, they're talking like they really have a relationship with this God, this entity behind all of creation?
Yeah, it's so simple. God sees you. Just as you said, we are not here by accident. And when we say God sees you, in a world that seems so self-focused, it's easy to feel that no one cares, no one is paying attention. But the truth is that God not only sees you, but he wants us to be in a relationship with him. He loves us. He wants to give us peace, and he's a God of justice, of grace, and of mercy. And so for all those times that we think that he sees our sin, he sees beyond that, and he loves us. He loves you. He sees you because he handcrafted you. Everything and every way that he made you was never to be like someone else. We are all unique by design, and it's God's design.
Yeah, it's an incredible journey as we surrender and submit the freedom that we have in him to allow him to then work in and through us, and that we can be a part of his kingdom work here on earth. It's kind of an amazing concept, but it's a truth. Well, I know you're pretty motivated about life. You want people to know about Jesus, but what, if anything, are you most looking forward to in the coming weeks?
Well, I am very much excited for Audience of One. I don't feel like I am in Champaign-Urbana by accident. So because I believe that the Lord has placed me here, I love this community. And I have experienced this community loving on me. And we all, as brothers and sisters, I like to look at the church as God has one church with many different locations. And with this event, Audience of One, a chance for us all to come together and pour out our love and adoration and affection on our Audience of One, our Father and our Savior.
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible gathering, listening friend, and it'd be ideal if you could sign up in advance. There's no tickets, there's no cost, but for preparation's sake, we're going to have some handouts and some things to give out and give away, and so it'd be great to know how many people are signing up, because I believe we're going to be at capacity, which I think is 1,467 people can fit into the Virginia Theater, and so I'm just praying that we're going to come together as one people and worship the Lord. It's going to be a dynamic program with lots of praise and worship, a special speaker that's going to talk about being one in Christ and fulfilling what Jesus asked, that Father, they would be one as you and I are one. It's an amazing concept, but I appreciate Samantha's heart for unity and bringing us together and serving and worshiping the Lord, the one true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's happening in 12 days on Sunday night, September 29th. Doors open at 5:15. Formal program begins at 6 o'clock, and it'll be over right around 8 p.m., about a two-hour program. We invite you all to come. And if you're heavy laden or you have some burdens, we're going to have a number of pastors representing the community up front at the very end to take prayer requests and to pray for you. The worship is going to be wonderful. I know the message is going to be great, and we're going to have some scripture read and some great time together. So plan on it. Bring some friends and neighbors. And so in our closing few minutes, Samantha, before I ask you to pray for the listeners and those that are tuned in today, what was one of the pivotal moments in your own faith journey? Because you talked about growing up, knowing Jesus, and then spending some time in the Muslim faith. But what was that turning point for maybe the listener that needs to find their own turning point?
Yeah, that moment for me was learning to forgive and knowing that I'm forgiven. And that when it comes to my relationship with Jesus, there's no performance necessary, and this is for everyone, not just the person that prays good or sings well or has this gift or the next, that it is just as simple as turning and saying, Lord, I repent of choosing my own way and asking him to forgive you and believing that he died for you and inviting him to be Lord over your life. And if that's a prayer that you never prayed until this very moment, knowing that as he promised in his word, that you are saved.
Well, how about for the listener now, with the 19 frequencies, we have the whole gamut from senior saints that are finishing well, that love the Lord, to people at all areas of their faith journey, to some that haven't even started a faith journey, to others that are hostile to the gospel because of baggage or misrepresentation of who God was in their lives, maybe because of an abusive dad or father or the church betrayed them, whatever it is. There's a continuum of listeners. We're between rock and roll stations. I told you that beforehand, that people scan the dial and are tuned in. So this might be new information for some. It might be encouraging information for others. But as you pray for them, ask God to reveal himself, to do what only he can do, is to bring down those barriers, those obstacles, those walls that they've created. And for others, maybe it's just to help them be greater witnesses today wherever they go, as they go.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for every listener tuning in today. And Lord, we thank you that you see them. We thank you that each and every one of us, that we are known by you, mm-hmm. that we are loved by you, and that you want to be in relationship with us. Mm-hmm. Father, we pray for every burdened heart. We pray that as we open our mind and our heart and our ears to what you are saying and what you're doing in our lives, we know that these battles that we face that have turned hearts cold, or those pain spaces that we have, that you are a redeemer, that it is your will that we be whole, that we live in peace. And so for those places in our lives that have gone dark, Father, we speak your life-giving light into those places. We pray that you lift bowed down heads, that you walk people into their gifting, into their calling. When the Lord sees us, he does not see our shame. And so, Father, we pray for new eyes, that when we look at ourselves in the mirror, that we see ourselves as righteous, forgiven, and redeemed by your blood. We thank you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, Samantha, somebody that's being blessed by the program that wants to meet up with you, but also maybe needs a hairstylist or something, is there a phone number or website? I just want to close out the program because there's probably somebody that says, I would love to have a conversation with her and have my hair done. How would they get in touch with you?
Oh, absolutely. So I am on most social media platforms, you know, the usual Facebook, Instagram, that kind of thing. The salon name is Blessed Beginning Studio.
So how do you spell that? Blessed?
Mm-hmm.
B-L-E-S-S-E-D?
Mm-hmm. Beginnings.
Beginnings, okay.
Studio.
Okay. Blessed Beginnings Studio.
Yep. No spaces or anything. You string that all together, and my booking site is just that simple, blessedbeginningsstudio.booksy.com.
And if you weren't able to write that down, just call the station and we can get you that information, 217-367-7777. Also stop by greatnewsradio.org to sign up or find out more about our audience of one. It's coming up in 12 days and it's one gathering you don't want to miss. God's going to show up in incredible ways. We've been praying this up for over a year. There's over 45 churches involved and there's something for everyone. And most of all, we just get to worship this great God that we get to serve. We get to adore him and praise him and unify together as one people of God. Don't miss out. Put it on your calendar 12 days from today. Find out more at greatnewsradio.org. Well, Samantha, thank you for your testimony Tuesday and sharing your faith journey, life story, your love for the Lord. And you're going to be a part of our program. You're going to open up the evening with me and I think Irvin Williams, and maybe you'll be doing the flag waving. I know we're still praying that all through and working out the logistics, but it's going to be a great evening, and we serve a great Lord. So come join us on Sunday night, September 29th. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Samantha Gavin Rosaliano with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.